Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Where are you, Todd?
Oh, I'm in Washington.
You should be up here. And give us the latest episode on the Senate Finance Committee's attempts to pass or focus a very unwieldy health care bill.
Today is kind of a big day. In fact, John, it might be the biggest day so far in the markups because today is public option day. We've been talking about it all week. You know, the public option is not going to get into this bill. Max Baucus doesn't think it can get 60 votes. Well, here come the liberals. Jay Rockefeller, West Virginia, Chuck Schumer of New York have said today they're offering public option amendments. And believe it or not, they're making declarative statements declaring, predicting victory, maybe not in the committee today to get public option on the bill. But they say they'll keep fighting for it and that they're going to bring it to the floor. They have guarantees to have votes on it on the floor. Schumer says this one's going to come down to the wire, and he predicts the public option will be in the final bill.
Well, you say here come the liberals in the Senate. There are way more liberals in the House. What's going on over there?
Yeah, well, it's also sort of public option day in the House, too. Big House leadership meeting this morning to put together what might be the final aspects of this bill. And Democrats have some wind at their back now. It's funny. I want you to listen to a Congressman Jim Moran, senior congressman from Virginia.
I don't think there's much question, but you'd have all three bills melded by next week. I think there still is some question when it would come to the floor. The leadership certainly isn't going to lose a vote this important.
The leadership isn't going to lose a vote this important. What he's saying is that they're having a big, it's expected to be a long meeting this morning. They're hoping to come out of there with a final, not with a final bill necessarily, but knowing what is going to be in the bill. Then the process of rounding up all the votes begins. And the reason the public option is important here, as you said, John, the House liberals very much want a strong public option. They're not backing down. They're not interested in triggers. The CBO just yesterday afternoon said it would save $110 billion on the bill. They've got some wind at their back now.
$110 billion in savings. There's your takeaway. Thank you, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.